Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who are your sports heroes that actually impact the way you think about things, the way you think about life, the way you think about brands, the way you think about, you know, what you put in your body? Would those people make a difference on the way you watch sports? 877-881-1053. And the reason I'm asking this is because I want to know if there's a player that you look at and you say, I love them so much that they have that big of an impact on my life. That if they did something, I want to try and do it. For me, that changed a lot whenever I became, I guess, my own man. You know, I stopped kind of, when I was a kid, I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to be like Pete Incaviglia.
Right.
You know, I wanted Pete O'Brien and Steve Buscemi. I wanted to be like those guys because I watched them play the game. As I got older, I stopped, I guess, idolizing players as much, and then, I guess, discussed more about what the players meant to my teams. But I'm wondering if a player, if there are a lot of people that still idolize players, and if those players had a relationship with a different sport, would then you want to be involved in that sport? Now, my reason being is James Harden recently purchased a soccer team. Maybe like the Jay-Z portion of a soccer team, because Jay-Z had what, the Nets, and he had like an eighth of a percent or something like that. It was something crazy.
Still counts.
But James Harden recently said, hey, the Dynamos, the Houston Dynamos, he's purchased a portion of them. And I know there's a women's soccer team down there.
The Houston Dash.
Yeah.
Did you have the internet pulled up right then, or you just knew that fact?
I knew it, and I'm actually quite proud of myself because I didn't correct Corey for calling them the Dynamos instead
with
of
an
Houston
S?
Dynamos.
Yeah.
So, okay. That being said, so let's say James Harden, who said, this is my city. This is my way of investing in my city. Growing whatever that team is in any way I can help with their brand. What if he'd have done that with the women's team? What if James Harden said, you know what? Instead of going with the men's team, I'm going to do that with the women's team. And do women's sports need male athletes or male influencers to get involved for their sports to grow and become bigger commodity?
My simple answer to the last part of that question is absolutely. And people can argue that with me all day long, and I'll say, all right, you've had years and years and years, and women's sports has made little to no inroad here compared to the men's sports. And so I think maybe a little something like that would help. I mean, look at how much it already, the attempt is there to prop it up. Like, the NBA has been losing money on the WNBA for years, like tens and tens of millions of dollars. But they continue to try to prop it up and help them along the way. And I just think it's one of those things where maybe eventually it catches on and then it takes off of its own accord. But I think that a lot of women's sports need help to get to that point, because let's face it, you don't have to like it, or it can make you angry. I hope it doesn't. But women's sports is not something that particularly matters in U.S. culture. It just doesn't.
See, I don't think that having, say, where it's LeBron or anybody else or around here, Luka, were to show up at a WNBA game and be there all the time and, hey, everybody come watch, because I've seen the commercials, which kind of do the same thing, to where you have NBA players talking about how great the WNBA players are and presenting that as, hey, y'all need to watch. And there was no increase whatsoever, even though you may have had a few of like super LeBron or super whoever the NBA player is, where they just trust whatever they say. And you didn't see anything really happen with those teams. So adding that to it, I don't think would be what would make it grow. What would make it grow, of course, is basically set everybody down that's a sports fan and make them watch it for a week. That's the only way, is if you could somehow pry eyeballs open and say, look, you have to watch this. because then you get adjusted to it, and then you might have something you want to follow. And then after that, you accept what's going on, and you get to enjoy, because it is a sport. It is something that's being played. It is something that you can get invested into. But it's got such a stigma on it right now that unless you had that across America where you made everybody that was a sports fan watch it, and they could watch nothing else, that is the only way that you could get something like that to build.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned like LeBron James. Let's say he bought season tickets to, is it the Sparks?
Yes.
Out in L.A.? And
does that have an S?
Yeah. Does that have an S?
Does.
All right. Okay. So let's say he buys season tickets to that, and he's at every game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, media is showing up. There's no way media is not showing up.
I'd be inclined to agree with that.
Because, and he's going to have a highlight because LeBron was there for every single game because they want to ask him questions. Now, my question is, Reggie, you've been to a Wings game?
Yeah, actually, two this season.
Two this season. What's the in game entertainment compared to a Mavs or Stars game?
It's a lot more collegiate, which I think is actually pretty good for the Wings in particular because they're playing at a college venue. But, I mean, things like the golf shot across the court, which someone hit recently, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. But, yes, a lot more what you consider, like, at a college basketball game, in-game entertainment.
Band? Like a music-style band?
Oh, no, they'll still have a DJ. Okay. But when I talk about, like, the actual little on court.
So it actually feels a little less than an NBA game as far as quality then, right?
I guess in that way, yes, when it comes to the like those entertainment things that they put on in between play. But like when it comes to the play, it's actually quite entertaining like in game. And I was talking about it with a friend of mine because I actually have had League Pass for WNBA League Pass a couple of seasons and I've tried to watch a lot of these games. Last season, I did all of my watching on the TV. This season, I've tried to get out to games, and it's a different experience. And I mean, like, you can mention that when it comes to any sport, but with the sport way that the sports landscape is going right now, it's going towards TV. It's kind of interesting to me that, like, I don't think the TV captures what's really fun about the women's game. And okay. I haven't wrapped my head around it why.
All right.
As to why yet, and but see, it does seem like that.
That's what I'm saying, like, with if – and I don't know who it is. Is it Tony Romo? And Tony Romo buys season tickets, or Dak buys season tickets to the Wings. And people are showing up now because they know Dak's going to be there, and he may even sign some autographs while he's there. And, you know, so now people are showing up because they know the player's going to be there. Well, now you give them an entertainment that they can connect to while they're there. And I think that's one. I think that's a way that the women's sport can grow, is you get the people there in other avenues. Now, you got to also make sure that the pro athlete or, you know, whoever actually has an interest in it.
Yep.
You know, because Dak was showing up at the Stars games. It was already playoffs. You know, that was already playoffs. So people were going to be there. But the interest level kind of peaked because now Cowboys fans started getting interested in what was going on with the Stars too. And I think once you get them to start showing up, oh, Dak's going to be there. Oh, man, Dak's bringing so-and-so tonight. He gets on air. He starts talking about it with us. Oh, I was at the Wings game the other night, and I'm going to be there tomorrow. Come see me. Bam. All of a sudden, a couple more people are buying tickets because they know that that guy is going to be there. Now, when you get there, you have to have that entertainment value. And that's how you force them to sit down and watch it for a week by getting them there, but also giving them something that's a product that they can latch on to.
You'll get a percentage of people that because of that will end up enjoying the game and end up saying, oh, I really like this. And that might be above just being there because Dak's there. But the other side of it is you're going to get a large percentage of those people that show up because Dak's there that end up acting like they're at the concert that the girlfriend made them go to. Because they'll not be interested in the main show. They'll just be interested in what's happening with her or what's happening with Dak. They're not, the interest level won't focus them on what's going on there. Even if everything is telling you to look at the court, look at the court, look at the court, if you're there for another reason other than to watch what's happening at the court, you're going to have a large percentage that are just like, well, I mean, there was a game going on, but the main story was. And they won't get to the game as the main story as they tell that on down the line to make more of an impression for the WNBA.
Okay.
Would you like to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
I think Kevin actually hit on a very interesting point in his initial answer to the initial question. Because you used the word culture, and I think that matters greatly in this discussion. You were talking about how women's sports have yet to catch on in the way that we'd like them to. But I think we should also look at some of the sports that we do currently pay attention to. What came to mind for me was the NBA, where it didn't really blow up to the level of where we considered it a high-tier sport until well into its existence as like a major professional sport. And part of that was just a cultural shift that we had to have happen. I think that it's going to be a cultural shift, which is, I mean, kind of the entire crux of the argument that we're having right now, is like having it be more, or at least be deemed more acceptable by kind of the icons of our day, a la sports figures. But I think, yeah, it'll be a cultural shift, and it'll take maybe not just an individual player, but all of the players and more of your friends and fans saying, hey, no, I watch this as well. I think this is good. Maybe
is that cultural shift not happening right now?
I think so.
Okay, and then, like, what is the delay before it makes potentially you see that impact? Because I always go back, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I go back to the, I'm really interested to see how the Women's Soccer League does now, because everyone, you know, they caught U.S. Women's World Cup fever and all that. But we go back to 99, and they started a soccer league based off of hosting the World Cup, winning the World Cup here. It lost $100 million over the span of 3 years. And so I will be curious, and now ESPN has talked about how they're picking up some of the women's soccer games. Like, is that going to make a difference in terms of attendance, in terms of ratings? Because women's soccer is never going to be hotter, well, at least for the next 4 years, than it is right now, because everybody knows the players from a variety of different spots.
From the 214, and that's one of the things, Kevin, I have a big question about is, if do you have enough of those players to to spread out around the leagues to have teams that are interesting? From the 214 and 877-881-1053, y'all are texting in like crazy. Keep it coming. But somebody said no personality. And I think they're talking about the women's sports. And Kevin, I think right now you have a beloved and hated personality on the U.S. women's soccer team. And and I think there's a beloved in Alex Morgan, although the rest of the world hated her for the T-sip.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, what other personalities were there? And we discussed this the other night, Kevin. One thing that everybody loves is drama.
Yep.
So if you bring drama, there's going to be love and hate. You just got to figure out. We've seen wrestling do it.
Yep.
You know, if the hate character is going to be heel.
Okay, let me ask you something along those lines, that it goes with personality, but not totally in that direction. And I'll pose the question to you guys. And then also, I really want to know your thoughts on this, Reggie. The two people that you just listed, the other thing that they sell, and this is a fact whether you want to admit it or not, is sex appeal. Is Alex Morgan is well known because she's an awesome soccer player. True? Same with Rapinoe. But they also sell like the rest of it, because they were both in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue this past year. I believe Alex Morgan has done it for several years. And if you're looking for a personality, swapping that out with, man, I think she's really hot, I want to go see what she does, could work. So my question, I guess, especially for you, Reggie, is you probably enjoy women's athletics more than the rest of us, but if it was a short-term thing to get people in the door, do you think that perhaps some female sports should go back to pushing this sex appeal a little bit, in that you get them in the door and then show them what they can do? Because it's all about getting them in the door. Or would you not like that for whatever reason?
I mean, I imagine the people participating wouldn't like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that worked when it came to like the Lingerie Football League, who kind of tried to play that perspective, and I don't think it worked all that well for him. So I'm not sure if that's exactly the answer. I can see why you would say that. I mean, it seems like, and the fan text seems to concur with you, that like people are here for sex appeal. I mean, that's something that is a mantra. Sex sells. But I don't know if that would work like in the way that we're thinking.
I'm curious, because I just used the example of Alex Morgan.
Sure.
Because when you combine sexiness and attractiveness with you're also really good, it can rocket you to the top. And I think that's the potential for Alex Morgan. I mean, you look at it from like the UFC, Paige VanZant is one of their most popular fighters. Why? Well, because she was on Dancing with the Stars and she's very attractive. As a fighter, she's okay. Go back to Anna Kournikova. As a tennis player, She was solid, but she was really pretty, and that got a lot of people behind her. I understand, especially with the culture shift, that's probably not what you're looking for. Just from a practicality standpoint, that might be something that for certain people or certain leagues would work.
And from the 214, more women should support women's sports and create a culture of women supporting other women.
You get the sense that's not the case,
You've
then?
Been to a bar and seen a woman walk into a bar and see how hot the other ones are? And they're like, not her. I'm not. It's on tonight. They're all catty about it. No, they're not going to support each other.
Okay, well,
I mean, that's the God honest truth.
Then that's another thing that needs to change then, because it can't just strictly be on men that you need to support this. You're right. Like, I don't know the demographics of the viewers and everything like that, but you're right. If women aren't supporting the product, then what chance do you have to begin with?
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.